right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the call today. I am a little bit distracted. I live out in the country, fire country, and we have a fire. It's not right on us, but they are evacuating people the next ridge over. I'm a little distracted today. We've got two people on the call. We're going to start off with Darla. Hi, Darla.
Hi, Zen. How are you? I just heard. That's rough.
You know, yeah, and when you live up here, it's something you get used to, you know, so it's funny, but, you know, the last time was a couple months ago, and I ran around the house after we were safe and took pictures of everything we owned, so it's on my phone and uploaded to the cloud, and then this time I'm sitting here and I'm walking through rooms making lists of things that I want to take and having a master list somewhere where I can find it, because when the panic sets in, it can be hard to think straight, right?
Well, that's true.
You know, so I can be very specific. But yeah, it's you know, it's really crazy to see so much smoke. Like, it's right on the other hill over here. So I watched a fire in Boulder, Colorado, for a period of about 4 hours, come over a ridge and almost come to the house we were at, and we evacuated it. So I've kind of been through this before. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a fun thing to have to think about.
No. This call may be on
yeah, it's far away. It's like 10 or 15 miles away.
Okay.
So, and the wind is low. So the key is the wind is low, so we don't have to worry about embers being carried by the wind, because that's when fires spread quicker, right?
Not if
it just burns. If it just burns, it probably won't get to us. But if the wind kicked up and we got embers coming in through the trees at us, then we have our moment.
Okay.
So, but how are you?
I'm really well. I went to the reunion, to the induction of the Hall of Fame, and it was serendipitous. It was fabulous. It was amazing. It was 1,000% wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll try to make this very short. The people that I met in the evening would say, here, come and talk to so-and-so. And
can you hold
I
on
did,
one second? I apologize dearly. I have a 97-year-old next-door neighbor, and he's calling, and he's probably concerned. So just give me one second, okay?
Sure.
Thank you so much for letting me do that. Just reassuring him that everything is good.
Good.
So
this one
piece
wanted me to meet. Well, he said, come and see so-and-so. And I kept asking, well, who is it? Because I knew I wouldn't recognize anybody. It's been so many years. So at the last second, he told me, and it's a musician friend. And I wouldn't have recognized him. But he told me that he had seen my brother 6 weeks before he passed, and about their conversations and the kinds of things that he's doing now with his music. So then I went back, and my favorite high school teacher came just purposely to see me, and it was so good.
Aww.
We chatted probably 40 minutes or so, and in that conversation, he led back to the musician, and he said that as a retired teacher, he works with a committee that brings people in the arts into the school, and he said that this guy will come in and, you know, do these workshops with the kids and what they come out with at the end of the day. And then he talked about his wife's health failing, that she has had cancer, and with all the treatments and all of the surgeries, that their combined love of travel has been put to a stop, and that she's too weak to travel and even to visit their son, who lives out of state. And so I remembered about the bubble, and I've done that for her. And then when I was all done with the evening, and there were so many other things that happened, I thought, wow, my brother had been encouraging that musician through the years, and I've seen him perform both in high school and at college, and he was just doing a fabulous job. And what I came to is, my husband said, well, how about if you donate some money on behalf of your brother?
Wow.
And so I put it all together, and it's going to be to that committee earmarked to bring him, the musician, into the school.
I love that.
Wow.
That is so wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. There was rain that couldn't stop until moments before the game was supposed to start. Two rainbows side by side. A dinner that probably shouldn't have happened according to the people I was with. They said, no, we are not going to have time to get where we need to go. And I tuned in. My IGS said, we have time. And I said, we've got to do this. And so I placed the order for everybody, and everything happened, and we were there on time, ahead of time.
That's so fantastic.
So that's what I have to share. Thanks a billion.
Yeah, and to tie this in for everybody, Darla took this course because she wanted to go to her high school reunion and have it be a good experience. Would you say that's pretty much right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're like, all right, I have to take magnetize so I can have a good 30-year reunion or whatever year it is.
Pretty much.
That's great. Well, mission accomplished, but you still have to show up for the calls because I love you too much. You can't go away.
Oh, I so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's great news. That is just great news. All right, is there anything else you want to report or have any questions about?
Nope, that's it.
Don't worry about me and the fire. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
Okay.
I don't want you to shorten things up for me, but is there anything at all?
Nope.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
My brother's also passed, and I when I do run into somebody who knew him, those fond moments mean so much to me too. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really beautiful. Cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
All righty, we're going to go to, hold on a second, there we go, Christine. So hold on a moment here. My keyboard is, there we go. All right, hold on, I think I gave it to you. Christine, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hello.
Hello. Fire, are you okay?
Yes. I'm okay. Well, right before I got on the call, my neighbor called and said, we've got a fire, and the sky is turning brown, but it looks like it's about 10 miles away. And so as long as, and fire trucks are actually coming up the road and everything, but as long as the wind stays died down, we should be okay. And so far, there's only like about a 5-mile-an-hour wind. So
we'll
be okay. Geez. Yeah, I know. Crazy. But as I was saying, each time that this happens, which this will be the third time this year, we get a little more organized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, last time I took pictures of everything in the house as soon as the fire was over so I could carry it with me, and I leave the property with my phone and have a backup drive of everything, and now I'm going through each room and making a list of what to bring and what, you
mm-hmm.
know, that kind of, because we live in fire country out here in California.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah. So, anyways, how are you? We lost you at the tunnel, but I figured I would talk to you on this call.
I figured too. Things are going really, really well. Really busy. We closed on house number 10, so we're really excited.
Wow.
Yeah, that was last Wednesday, and Jessica and her husband are going to move in to that one. That's my younger daughter.
Great.
And she's really excited. She's been working really hard on it already. And, yeah, there's just some, you know, there's a lot of exciting things going on. It's a little thing, but it's kind of a big thing to me. One of my big desires has been to have a cook. I'm trying to eat healthy, trying to eat vegan, and a couple weeks ago we went to like a street fair in a nearby neighborhood, and there was a tent. You know, they have those displays and stuff, and these, I thought it was a restaurant, was giving away samples of their vegan mac and cheese, et cetera. And it was so good. And I went back up to him. I said, oh, that's so good. I said, where's your restaurant? They said, oh, no. We have an online business of meal delivery. And it's really reasonable. And so now I got my first one on Sunday. I'm so excited. They deliver frozen meals.
Healthy meals.
Vegan, yeah. Healthy.
Yeah,
that they've cooked fresh and frozen
fresh
into these little packets. So now I'm going to have a variety. I'm going to have healthy because I have been gaining a little bit of weight, doing a lot of stress eating and stuff. And but this is just like, it's time I don't have to spend shopping and cooking. And I'm so excited and thrilled. And so far, the first thing I had was really delicious, and now I'm making the second meal. Yeah, it just feels like, I don't know if I manifested it or what, but it's
I understand. I totally had a similar experience, and yes, it is something that you manifest. So from your desire, it is. You know, I, for a little period of time here, had meals that were delivered fresh, not frozen, to my house while I was traveling this year so that my husband could just grab something and eat it and be less frustrated with the amount of work he had to do. So, and it was very luxurious feeling.
Yes, it's like having, I feel like, you know, it's like having a chef. I mean, these, you have to do like a little bit of prep work, but so far it's not so bad. Yeah.
Congratulations, and, that's awesome.
Yeah, the next thing I want to manifest is a cleaning lady.
Yeah, I have one. It's fantastic. I have a cleaning dude and family. So
yeah, I need a cleaning whatever. I need cleaning person, staff, help.
That is
and,
cool.
You know,
okay, so that's easy. Just that's easy to manifest.
Is it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
How?
What I would recommend is you go on Craigslist.
Okay.
And you put in the tagline, looking for 5-star cleaning company or person. And then you go in and you tell them what you're looking for, and you let people recommend it to you, recommend themselves to you. I found all of my people on Craigslist, and they've been marvelous, really, truly. They'll have reviews and everything. So.
Oh, they have reviews on Craigslist.
Just in the ad themselves, yes. They'll have, like, the top 5 things. Of course, they can make these up, but I've found that they generally don't.
Or I can call references or what have you.
Yeah, but I've not had an issue. So I think that'll be pretty easy. You'll be able to find it. And it is so fabulous. It's my 2 favorite days of the month because they come twice a month. It's like my 2 favorite days. They leave and I go, oh. Of course, my son, 2-year-old son walks in and takes his shoes off and it's filthy again. But
<that's>
at least
tough.
Clean for a few hours. Yeah, no, that's great. How's this last lesson been for you on emotions? The next one's getting posted tomorrow on Belief.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I have been listening to it, and it rings true. It seems, what do I want to say? I'm not always catching myself. I'm building my awareness of, oh, wait a minute. One thing I'm noticing is I can get, I don't know what emotion it is, but I can get really harsh and kind of authoritative and maybe bossy pants.
Yep.
And I think I really wasn't aware of that now, and I'm becoming more aware of it. My husband said something, you know, he's like, rah. You know, and I was saying something, but I just said it so harsh. Like, I could have said it softer, so... I don't know what that, I don't know, is that an emotion? I don't know what that is. And I don't want to be like that.
Yes. I would say that it is an emotion, just from my experience. And it's so funny you should say that, because I had a couple days where I was a very big bitch and didn't like it too, and was like watching myself and having to apologize, going, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on. And part of mine was a medication I was taking for pain that didn't interact well, so... It can be that. It can be a food allergy. believe it or not. Undiagnosed food allergies can come across as severe crankiness, just like when you're sick and you're cranky.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting that it does. Or hangry, as they say. You're hungry, angry, right? That's another way where that can happen. So I would pay attention to what you're eating and see if there's any correlation there. But also, it's a form of controlling, which usually there's a fear underlying the sorry, I'm just hearing the planes that are dropping stuff go over my house. I'm like, oh, thank you. Anyways, there can be an underlying fear that you're not aware of that's creating the crankiness and feeling like you have to either do too much or you're not being appreciated, or there's a way in which the energy of being sharp and controlling or cranky is in response to something that you're not addressing that really bothers you, hurts you, creates a challenge for you that you're unwilling to address. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that feels, that description. So there's something underneath that I'm not addressing?
Yep, where your feelings are hurt or you feel powerless or you're not appreciated. These are all ways in which this can pop to the surface. And we come across as harsh, but really we're protecting ourselves. And we're only having to protect ourselves because we didn't set appropriate boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had a conversation with somebody else that is doing this work. And it was really wonderful because she talked about she said her desire, her intention was to become aware, to be aware. And I just thought, oh, that's so awesome. And so I think that's the intention that I want to put out there, is to be aware. What is going on? You know, to have more, so that I can't address it if it's under the surface. Like, you know, not being appreciated is one thing, and I think my husband and I are so busy, we are still not making time for each other. And our 20th anniversary was September 14th, so a week ago, 2 weeks ago, yes, and we haven't celebrated. And our way of celebrating is just going out to a nice dinner by ourselves. So now we're going on 2 weeks, and, you know, geez. And maybe it's related to that, because I'm not getting much of him. He's spread really thin. I'm spread really thin. And, you know, we made time for some friends that were going through some stuff on Friday night. And, you know, then Saturday we spent with his family. And it was really good. I mean, big long story. We're cleaning up this really old house out where his mom lives, and not his mother's house, but, you know, it was good, but, like, we worked all day. So at the end of the day, we're just exhausted. You know, we just come home, take a shower, and crash. So that we really haven't been making the time, you know, to be with each other.
But there's that, and there's a couple things in there. So when we are not good at making boundaries about something or asking for what we need, which is the same thing, asking for what you need versus... it's self-care, right? And that's what a boundary is, making boundaries. There tends to be a blame that happens against the other person. Like, they're supposed to make this boundary for you or understand this boundary needs to be there for you. And that not being cared for, not being appreciated, hurt feeling can pop up. And in that, because it's actually not true and you're going to have some closing in there, the crankiness starts. So the best thing to do is to understand, number one, you've said that you are not making time for each other, and both of you are doing that. And also at the same time, you said that you're happy with the choices that you guys are making around the house and spending time with his family when needing to be in support, you know, like the things that you're doing, like, it's okay. I like what we're doing. I just also don't like we can't add this piece in. Does that make
sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
Right. But in that, so So in that, there's a blame that it's somehow his fault. Even though consciously you know it's not true, because you're happy with the choices, if he that, but there's a hurt part of you that he's not forcing the issue of your 20th anniversary being something important. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay. And so what happens, but the other thing is you're also running off of a manifestation theme of your spread, the both of you are spread really thin.
Yes.
If you continue to see it that way, you will not have time to do the things that you love that are really important on a pleasure level. If you can change your thinking as far as the way manifestation goes, okay, and so we're going into the next lecture. So it goes desires, emotions, intention and beliefs, and then receiving and allowing and in creating, right? So we're going from emotions because whatever you're feeling, whatever meaning you're giving to the emotions, that's what we're discovering in this lecture, in this module,
right.
There's a belief underneath it, and that belief is running the show.
Oh, and that belief, I can tell you, that belief is there's not enough time.
There's
I mean,
not enough
really
time,
old,
which you mentioned before.
That's a really old pattern.
And the two of you are spread really thin. Right? And you're like, how could I not see it that way? What if the two of you are living your life to the fullest? Not spread too thin. Do you see the difference? Can you hear the difference?
Yeah.
We're spread too thin, so we don't have time for each other, versus we're living our life to the fullest. We're doing all kinds of crazy, wonderful things we love, and we also need to figure out how to get ourselves into that mix as a couple.
Okay.
And it just shifts it a little bit to where then the next thing is having the intention. This is why belief is on the other side of intention in the manifestation formula, having the intention that in living your life to the fullest, that fullness contains the two of you being full together as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a small switch in thinking that actually has the universe, you know, and you can have it be, you know, although it doesn't, that closes me what I'm about to say, but one of the things you could have it be is that the two of you make each other a priority in your full life. But when I actually said that, it doesn't feel opening. So I would imagine that, like I said, the two of you are pretty darn happy.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things going on.
Yeah, with the choices that you're making. And there really isn't anything different that needs to be done, is what it's feeling like to me, except to acknowledge that nobody's at fault and you've made these choices and you'll get to your 20-year anniversary when it'll happen. Oh, my gosh, we have a free night. Let's go. That was 2 months ago. I don't care. We're going. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we did schedule a cruise for December, but, you know, so it's not like we're ignoring it.
Right.
Yeah, so we're happy with our choices, and we're both living life to the fullest, and we're doing, yeah, we are doing all kinds of wonderful, fun, crazy things.
Yeah. And so that'll help with the crankiness, but when the crankiness comes up again, know that there's a place where you're hurt, there's a boundary that needs to be made, or there's something that you need to accept. Your head's making up a story of, well, we didn't even do anything. We've been married 20 years and da, 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 blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, shush, head. That's not true. I'm really happy.
Yes.
I'm really happy.
Yes. I need to change my mind. I need to change the story. That's what I think I need to change.
That's what this whole course is about. The whole kit and caboodle is about being the master of your mind.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the expansion of the course, too.
Me, too. Me, too. I'm really excited. I'm going to talk about that towards the end of the call, but I'm really excited about it, too, as a teacher, presenter, definitely. So I hope that's helpful, and it sounds like you're doing good. And then the other last piece of it is, and this is for everyone on the call, I talked about this a little bit on the last call, but don't underestimate the way that the election and some of the stuff happening in the world is affecting your emotional state. There's quite a big amount of depression, like kind of a depressive energy that I'm hearing people talk about consistently And I really do believe it's because we're moving closer to this election, and a lot of people are worried about it. So the shortness, the sharpness, there's a tension brewing, and there is a collective consciousness, and it's a matter of like checking in with your IGS about what's true, but just know that sometimes your emotions may not be completely yours. You're picking up stuff.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's levels of soul family, and a lot of us are reincarnated in this American one for now, and this American one's going through quite a bit of a undercurrent of darkness. Things coming to light so they can be shifted and changed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things come into light that are like, ugh. Okay.
No, this is very helpful. Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome. All right. I am going to thank you so much. It was good to hear your voice. I love these calls.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to mute you now and go on to Charlie. All right. Mr. Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
How are
welcome
you?
To this. I'm doing good. Welcome to the course.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just getting started earlier, and it was a good thing because I didn't realize there was a call today.
Good. Well, you're just getting started. Did you get to listen to anything yet?
I was listening to the Revitalize and going through that. And she said to start with that. And then once we get off the call, I was going to finish that and then start the first lesson.
Great. That sounds great. Well, I love having you. I'm excited. Charlie is starting a video log, and he's going to be talking about his experience going through this course. He took the Spirit-Led program, did an amazing job in that, and has been just an outstanding participant in these calls, with bringing a lot to it. So I'm super excited that you're coming to the Quantum Miracles course now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's not hard to do these courses, so I didn't do anything any different than anybody else. I just did the course.
Yes. I'm just giving you. I'm sure some people have heard you on the Spirit-Led calls, especially if they went back and archived any of the archived coaching calls. So I just wanted to make sure that they knew that you were the Charlie. The Charlie. So, anyways, do you have anything you'd like to say? Because I've got move on to Carol. Unless you have something, I'm totally available for coaching or anything you need.
No, I'm just listening and enjoying, checking everything out. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little stressed out today. We still haven't heard back from the sellers. They were supposed to be signing an addendum, and it's already been a week. And so now this delays the closing that much further.
Yeah, well, okay. So my mantra, I highly recommend you adopt. I don't know how, but this is going to end up being the best thing that could have ever happened.
I keep telling myself that to get over it, but the fact
is
I'm so ready to get out of here.
I know, but you're stressed. Which means you're closed.
Yep.
And it doesn't have to delay the closing. So here's the thing. So part of your stress that I'm hearing is that this is going to delay the closing even more, and I'm so ready to get out of this house and move on with the next phase of my life. Correct?
Exactly.
Closing can be 3 days, babe. Closings are a fictitious number that you make up that works for everybody to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and everybody has time to, make sure everything's right for them before they go into a big, big, giant decision. But closings can be 10 days. They can be 3 days. They can be 30 days. They can be 90 days, right? That number is something that you negotiate along with the sale.
Very true.
Yeah, so I would, so pay attention to what's causing this stressful feelings of the body, because those thoughts are closing, right? So it's like,
yep.
Okay, I'm stressed that it's going to take that much longer. Wait a minute. That stress is closing. That means those thoughts aren't true. And you got to remember, there's nobody in the house. There's nobody to move out. Now, there is stuff you probably want a little bit you want to do before you go in, maybe, but so it's not like you have to wait for somebody else to get out or they have renters or any of that stuff.
Yeah, we just need to get in there and do some stuff before we move in. And the frustrating thing right now is that this kind of puts me in limbo again with my business, because I need to know exactly when to tear my studio down so I can move it and continue to work. And that's for me the biggest rub right now.
So,
and I know that's just
so
my little
missing. So world manifestation
brain.
Wise. Well, hold on. Yes. And first of all, check with your IGS. Does it open you that that's going to be a problem with your studio moving and the date?
No, I'm closed.
Yeah, so I would take that one off the table. And even stuff like, okay, well, that means I'm, let's say, not true, I'm just going to give you a for instance for training purposes only. Let's say that this means that you won't be able to start making money for a month or two. Check your IGS with that thought. See if that's true. If it is true, check your IGS and see if that means that is your family going to be okay if you're not bringing in any money right at that moment. Or, you know, like just play around with your thoughts. But frustration is also a form of closing. So the big thing to remember is your IGS is telling you that you're manifesting things that you don't want to manifest. That's why you're closed. Closing down the energy, so you have less energy to create things that are going to make you unhappy. That's one. And two, you're already getting guidance. The guidance you're getting is on the closing. That means the thoughts you're having are not true or not going to happen.
Right. I'd like to say that some days when I go through it, it's a breeze, but some days, even though it's closing,
It happens to me, and I've been mastering this stuff where I get into a place where I'm closed and I have to remember and wake up and come out of the trance. Remember, everybody on this planet's hallucinating, bud. We're just in our own hallucination, and it's about waking up out of that trance. And so the first step is to just say, I'm stressed out and I'm frustrated. That means what I'm thinking isn't true. And then my recommendation for you in particular is to go back to your creative endeavors. I would imagine that it would be very, very good for you to go back and read The War on Art.
Funny, I have him on my nightstand again because I want to read it again.
Because it sounds to me like you're using some things right now in order to stop your creative process and the things that I've talked about with you that you want to create and have off the ground. And your mind is giving you excuses to keep you from being a successful creative artist.
Well, and it's working overtime to keep me from finishing the video that I just shot the other day that we've talked about.
Yeah,
and I've run into a few challenges with that, and that's I'm having some issues with the sound. And it's all fixable. It's just a matter of
timing.
Taking a big, deep breath and doing it. But the bigger challenge is...
So we're working with manifestation. Don't forget the bigger challenge. Lock the bigger challenge into your mind for a second. Got it?
Yep.
Okay. So we're working with manifestation in this course, and I know you're just jumping in, but you do have some experience with the conversation of what it is and how it works. If you have a part of your self-conscious, your subconscious that actually is trying to keep hold you back from being successful because it's afraid of success or it's afraid of things that are going on that's going to happen if you become super successful, then things like the sound being off happen. So just for the sake of giggles, right, let's just say giggles, I would say first try fixing the mental energy of procrastinating to get stuff done and what the things are that you're procrastinating to get things done. So as the frustration and the fear kick in, go sit down and commit to reading The War on Art to get some new perspective, to get a handle on your mind, to because that book really has you want to overcome and like move forward in your creative endeavors, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I would start there and then go back and listen to, I've had technology things. I had a monitor, a really nice 27-inch Mac monitor that was broken. I did not have it on a surge protector. I had it plugged into a wall at an office, and they had an electrician come in when I wasn't there, and he sent a surge to the building, and that computer was broken, this monitor. And yet when I went to throw it away, I closed, and I was like, it's going to work again. And I opened. I did nothing except take it home and shift my awareness around getting work done on my video projects, swear to you. And then one day I plugged it in to see if I could get it to work, and it worked. There isn't really anything, and I know that sounds really crazy because I'm a very practical person, but there's very little that we don't have influence over with our energy. So start
working
inside out first, and then see what happens. If nothing else, it'll at least make the sound editing go faster because you've taken away the barriers that created them.
And it definitely needs to go faster because I can't sit through listening to myself one more time.
I understand. But start there, all right?
No, and you said two things that really connect with me, and I use this all the time when I work with other young videographers is perspective. Change your perspective, and that's something I understand. And it's funny how I can apply it to work, but sometimes I forget to apply it to my own personal life.
Okay.
And then the procrastination, you know what, that is exactly, I think that's the head of the nail right there. It is procrastination because I'm freaking out about doing this. And this is going to set up a whole lot of other things. And that little squirrel brain is telling me, you know, if you put this video out there, people are going to think horrible things about you. Yeah, you know the.
But they're closing.
Shit that. Oh yeah, they're definitely closing. But it's like it's been a bigger fight since I filmed it than it's ever been. You know, and I know that is me. It's to me, I view it as signs that I'm on the right path. But some days, it's like that pounding in your chest and that tightening, it's like, oh my God, I've just like a couple hours without this, you know, even though I know that it's a lie. But sometimes it's hard to get past that lie, if that makes sense.
Yes, I do understand. I do. And that's why I'm recommending the War on Art, because that helps you find those places and undo them.
Well, I am definitely going to start reading that tonight because I just finished another book today. So that is...
Well, not only that, but any time that you're finding you getting frustrated and not getting things going, okay, that's what I would recommend.
Sitting down and reading that?
Yes. There are two pages of conversation... quick conversation of how your mind stops you from doing your creative endeavors. So not just at night. I want you to carry it around in your back pocket. And it's a little too big to carry in the back pocket, but not much bigger than the back pocket. And literally, when your mind goes crazy, you have to change the channel, remember? You got to give it something else to do. It's not going to stop chewing on that bone. You got to take the bone away and give it something else that you want it to chew on. So reading the book... And then the book will hopefully, the goal is to have it inspire you to move forward with your creative endeavors, get back on working on, you know, an outline of topics you want to cover next in your Peaceful Leaf project, you know, like really just, or whatever it is that's the next step on your creative endeavor, use that book to help you get your head straight.
That's awesome because it's funny that's the reason I finished that other book today was because I was trying to change the channel and it was not changing, but I think you're right. That's probably the book I need to be burying my head in for right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay. Then
okay.
That's what I'll do, and next time it'll be a way better story.
Well, good. We'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm going to get to the last two people here because sky is getting really dark with smoke, and I really want to kind of check in on things, okay?
Not a problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to go to Carol. Hey, Carol.
Hello, my dear.
Hi.
Yeah, so I'm looking online. Loma Prieta Road is where this fire action is happening. Yikes. Loma Prieta and Loma Chiquita Roads.
Yeah. Yes, oh, yeah, I see that. So,
I
know.
I'm not looking for the today. Just wishes for your safety.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think we're going to be fine. It's quite a ways away, but I was talking to George, you know, my next door neighbor, and it took a week for a similar fire to get to us last time, which happens to be in 2002. This week in 2002 it happened. So he's like, it's the anniversary of the big fire that almost wiped us out. So we'll see how it goes. But the report I just got from him is that it's moving pretty quickly and that we should be paying attention because they are evacuating people along the path.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
And thank you. And hopefully the call will be good for everybody. I will let you know. I'll keep you posted. Definitely.
Well, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
Okay. I will. All right. And we have Mr. Anonymous. Is there anything that you want to check in with today? If so, hit 1 on your keypad. No kidding. 2 on your keypad if you don't want to check in. Okay, good. That way I know it's working. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good.
Good, good. So really quickly, in one of the modules with regards to emotions, you had something where, like, if I had something and I didn't want to give it back.
To the parent that you got it from.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I had something from a parent before, but
yep.
I feel like it's lost. How can I get it back?
Somebody gave you something and then you feel that along the way you lost it? Same thing?
Yeah. So I used to have much better self-discipline that I would have gained from my father.
You want to find out if it opens you that you don't have good self-discipline.
I can't tell.
Then I would say you're neutral.
But there is
a way where it sounds to me like you're stressing over your, whenever you think about not having enough discipline, it stresses you out.
That's true.
Is that true? So that means that those thoughts are closing, which means those thoughts aren't true.
Okay.
So maybe it's not about self-discipline. What I find in coaching with people, it's rarely about self-discipline. It's about them doing things that's really not in alignment for them to be trying to force themselves to do. Misintention. Hmm. Misintention is when you are doing something to get something else. I'm going to be friends with this person so I can hang out with this other person. And it always feels forced and it never works out. So what I would suggest is start by looking at what it is that you want to have discipline about. So let's say you want to have your house. Let's say you want to have your house clean.
Yeah.
But you're really not someone who likes to clean their house. I'm not saying you. I'm just giving an example. And the more that you try to force yourself to do something you don't like, the less it's going to work. And you're going to start bogging down. And that's when it begins to feel like you don't have self-discipline.
Okay.
Right? Because you're procrastinating and you're just not cleaning the house and you're not picking things up.
Yeah.
It would be way more powerful to hire someone to come in once a month who loves to do that for a living. Really, I mean, there's lots of them out there. Get it cleared up and cleaned up and maintained, and then take all of that mental energy that you're putting into not having your house clean and put it into something you really do want to do, which is going to be way more beneficial in making money or building relationships or taking care of your health or all these other things that you're excited to be doing that you're not letting yourself do until you get your house clean.
Okay.
Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So really look at the things that you're quote unquote don't have discipline around, because that's not how it works. If you're open and you desire, even my taxes, when it's time to do my taxes and I open to do my taxes, They're a breeze, and I actually enjoy them. I actually enjoy sitting there going, oh, look, oh, this is what I did this year. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Wow, da-da-da. And I get a really good bigger picture on the whole thing. And I love it. So there's a bunch of stuff that I would imagine you're trying to do that's not something that you should be doing.
Okay.
And your ITS will tell you because it should open you if you're going to be doing it. And that's
okay.
where the energy comes from. That's where the passion is. That's where the energy. That's where the discipline comes. No, I'm going to sit down and get this done today. It's important to me.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, and remember, you do have private coaching sessions with me still.
Oh, okay.
Quite a few. So
okay.
if you want to go through and use your IGS and work through some of this so that your mind can let it go, I'm available.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. All right, everybody, a few things that I want to share with you is we are changing officially. We have changed the name of the course in the members area to The Art of Quantum Miracles, so you'll be seeing that showing up. We haven't changed all the audio. We're thinking of keeping the audio at Magnetize Your Life. We are going to be restarting this course on Lecture 1 on October 8th. And so I would love it if you would email me. It's Z as in Zen, C as in Cryer, my husband's last name, zcdebrook@me.com, and let us know if it would be better for you to go back and start over from the beginning and go through the course with everyone else, or is it important enough for us to just start a call that would just be for everybody here to finish the course out. Charlie's brand new, so Charlie, I'm going to have you start on October 8th because other people are a little bit farther along, but it doesn't mean that you can't continue the course. I'm still going to be producing it at the same rate, but it might be fun to go back and kind of be a part of the calls with a larger group of people starting at the beginning. So I could actually take a quick poll, and then you can also email me if you want. But who would like to start with the big group? Hit one on your keypad if you'd kind of like to go through it again and start with the big group. There will be new information. I'm going to be doing a lot more information. One on your keypad if you want to start with the group. Okay, well, pretty much everybody wants to start with the group. So the way that it's going to work is we'll have these coaching calls, but there's going to be a mini lecture and a meditation. And the meditation is going to be around finances, relationships, body and health, key things over the course of a 12-week period or 12-session period, key things that, like the meditation to give back, something that you've inherited, they'll be similar to that. And there are things that you'll be able to use when you're in the midst of a challenge in your life. And then we'll do the coaching at the end of the meditation period. So that's where the quantum mechanics of this come in, using thought to change our DNA and that kind of thing. So thank you, everyone, for being on the call today. And it sounds like almost everybody would like to start at the beginning. And email me if you have suggestions about the ways that you would like to see this transition go. I would love that. Okay, I'm giving everybody the mic. Bye, everybody. Love you very much. I'm so happy you're here today.
Bye.
Bye. You guys, bye.
You are currently the only person in this conversation.